So we're driving through the countryside. We've just taken a turning into the left, and this is Glyndebourne.
Oh, I'm really excited.
The sky is just clear blue, isn't it? We're surrounded by trees already. We're only in the car park. So we can already see people dressed up pretty smartly here. Talk us through your outfit, actually, because part of Glyndebourne is what people wear, isn't
well,
it?
Well, I'm wearing navy shoes.
By?
I think the Marks and Spencers, actually. A navy dress. Now, I like this dress because it hides everything underneath it.
Well, I'm very proud to have you on my arm.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you, and you.
So you've been here a couple of times before.
The trouble is, it's quite often a story within a story. It's quite often in another language. And everyone talks like that. There was the Hansel and Gretel one, I've got to tell you about that. I thought, right, Nancy, come on. You're going to sit here and really pay attention. Don't look at handbags, don't look at hairstyle, don't look at dresses. Just really sit there and pay attention. And after about 15 minutes, I was thinking about my shopping list for the next day. So it doesn't grasp me.
So we're standing in the gardens now, and it's just starting to fill up. We've got our champagne. We're doing a bit of people watching, and Glyndebourne, we've discovered, is amazing for people watching.
Yeah, we've seen the 70s couple, haven't we? We've seen the pop star with the hair that's too long.
Not like not a purple and green velvet jacket. Hey, look at that over there. Look at her. Her dress is just sparkling in the sunshine. It's covered in sequins all over.
The lake's beautiful. It's like a painting, isn't it? It's like a Monet painting.
All right then, we're going to go and talk now to Kate Lindsay, who's the star of tonight's performance, and it looks like she's just over there.
Kate, are you inspired by your surroundings here?
It helps immensely, actually, because
oh,
from our dressing
charming.
Rooms we have
isn't
a beautiful view,
charming?
And it's really relaxing.
By the way, Kate, I think Nancy lives just down the road from you, where you're staying, in Ditchling.
Ditchling! Yay. Oh, yeah, I'm staying. I'm staying right down the street.
Where are you staying?
I'm in West Meston.
I found it wonderful. I do appreciate it. It's just a little bit for me to come in.
But maybe the great thing about Glyndebourne is, you know, if you're not so keen on your breath of style, at least you can come here and enjoy the surroundings and come here with someone who's a big fan of the opera and you're both happy.
I might even get a feel for it, you know.
Well, cheers to that.
Cheers.